Monday, April 22nd, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In the Evening Prayer Hymn. Now fades all earthly splendor, the shades of night descend. The dying of the daylight foretells creation's end. Though noon gives place to sunset, yet dark gives place to light. The promise of tomorrow with dawn's new hope is bright. The silver notes of morning will greet the rising sun, as once the Easter glory shone round the risen one. So will the night of dying give place to heaven's day, and hope of heaven's vision will light our pilgrim way. So will the new creation rise from the old reborn to splendor in Christ's glory and everlasting morn. All darkness will be ended as faith gives place to sight of Father, Son, and Spirit, one God in heaven's light. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, whoever is in Christ is a new creature. Alleluia. Psalm 136. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, whoever is in Christ is a new creature. Alleluia. Second antiphon, let us serve God, for he has first loved us. Alleluia. Continuation of Psalm 136. The firstborn of Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in the greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for their love endures forever. On his servant their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. And the psalm prayer, Almighty God, remember our lowliness and have mercy. Once you gave our fathers a foreign land to inherit, free us today from sin and give us a share in your inheritance. Repeating the antiphon, let us love God, for he has first loved us. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. Ephesians chapter 1. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the third antiphon, from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. And our reading is from Hebrews chapter 8, verses 1b through 3a. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle set up, not by man, but by the Lord. Now every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon. I have other sheep that do not belong to this flock. These also I must lead. They will hear my voice, and there will be one fold and one shepherd. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I have other sheep that do not belong to this flock. These also I must lead. They will hear my voice, and there will be one fold and one shepherd. Alleluia. And our intercessions, let us pray to Christ the Lord, who bathed the world in glory through his resurrection. With joyful hearts, let us say, Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you walked with your disciples on the way. Be with your church on its pilgrimage through life. Repeating the antiphon, Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Do not let us be slow to believe, but ready to proclaim you as victor over death. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Look with kindness on those who do not recognize your presence. Reveal yourself to them so that they may welcome you as Savior. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Through the cross, you have brought reconciliation to mankind in your body. Grant unity and peace to all the nations. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Judge of the living and the dead, forgive the sins of the faithful departed. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Now let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, through the obedience of Jesus, your servant and your Son, you raised a fallen world. Free us from sin and bring us the joy that lasts forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.